Right, it is 5 o'clock in Woodway time, so I will call the planning and zoning meeting to order. As our second agenda item, I will call for public comment. The Planning and Zoning Commission invites citizens to address the commission on any matter, including items on the agenda, except public hearings that are included on the agenda. Comments related to public hearings will be heard when the specific hearing starts. Citizen comments are limited to 3 minutes unless otherwise required by law. The commission is not permitted to take any action or discuss any item not listed on the agenda. Would anybody like to make a public comment? Hearing none, I will move on to the next item. I will consider action on the minutes for the July 14th, 2026 regular meeting. Any discussion?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the July 14th, 2026 regular meeting.
A second.
Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? Hearing none, that motion passes. Next item on our agenda is a public hearing for the approval of the final plat of the Florence Moore Addition, Lot 6 and 7, Block 1 to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and being all of Lot 2, Block 1 of the Florence Moore Addition, as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 200-2033-603 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas. We'll open that public hearing at 5:02. Would anybody like to speak regarding this item? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing and we will open 4B to discuss and consider action on the approval of the final plat for the Florence Moore Addition, Lot 6 and 7, Block 1 to the City of Woodway. Staff, do we have any information or discussion on this one?
Good afternoon. Not much to discuss, really, just a straightforward sublot out for commercial development, and there are no current plans for what will be put in the space. And so once we have more information and developer comes forward with plans and apt to develop and everything else, then we'll have a lot more information to present.
Perfect. I believe we saw this one recently for a preliminary plat.
Preliminary plat, yeah.
And does this one have any, I believe this one has a couple of conditions, but we can pass it with those.
Oh, all the conditions were taken care of ahead of last week, I believe. And so if that did not get updated in your packet, then I apologize, but everything was taken care of by Bowman and staff recommends approval.
Great. Any questions for at all? Any discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Okay, I make a motion to approve the final plat of the Florence Moore Addition, Lot 6 and 7, Block 1, to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, and being all of Lot 2, Block 1 of the Florence Moore Addition, as recorded in McLennan County Clerk's Document 200-2033-603 of the official public records of McLennan County, Texas.
Second.
Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any against? The motion passes unanimously. Item number 5, discuss and consider action on vacating the final plat for Tanglewood Estates Phase 2 due to a filing error. Would you like to give us a little more information here?
Yes. So I was new to the job last May, and one of the first few things that came across my desk for platting was the Tanglewood 2. It went to P&Z and Council for approval, but where I messed up was that we do not file those until after construction is complete. And once construction is accepted and complete, then it would come back to P&Z for final acceptance and approval of filing of the plat. And so I made the mistake of taking it to city secretary who filed it, and that's where the error was occurred. And so now I'm trying to undo that filing error by vacating the plat so that the land goes back to its original state of not broken up into lots, so the developer can do what they want with it. Because the plat actually expired a month or two back, because they didn't want to go through with construction.
Could I ask a question for clarification? When you said it, the plat expired, is that by statute, or does each one have its own expiration date? Well,
for subdivisions with public improvements, if the construction does not start within 12 months of the plat approval at the P&Z and council level, then it expires, unless the developer applies for an extension, which can be done, but was not done in this case.
So we approved the plats too early, basically. They decided not to develop it.
No, nothing was done in error except for on my part.
Okay.
I took it to the city secretary for filing prematurely.
We should have, for clarity, right? We accept the final plat. The final plat stays until the construction improvements are put in place. Once the construction improvements are all put in place and approved by the city, then the plat is officially filed, correct?
Correct.
And that was just done before the improvements
were. It was taken down to the county.
So we need to back it up so that lots that don't have roadways aren't being
sold. Yeah, there's nothing out there. It's still dirt and weeds.
Back it up to correct that.
Trees and whatever.
So that, because they may not construct anything on it.
Correct.
So and ultimately, and they may want to redo it, but they wouldn't be able to.
And even if they didn't want to redo it right now, it's.
They could do it.
My understanding is there's lots that don't have roadways where access, so we don't want lots like that being sold.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing. Right now, no roadways, no lots to be sold because it was filed in error. And so, and it expired, like I said. And so, if it were to come back, it'd start over. Go to the preliminary plat, construction plans, everything would have to be approved as if they were doing it for the first time.
I believe the developer's here. Was he going to say something?
My name is David Mercer. My address is 1927 Columbus here in town. Or it was. It's 200 West Highway 6 currently. So we went through and got the plans for Tanglewood Phase 2 approved, got that plat approved, and you're correct. Once the plat's approved and we have permission, we go out and develop the lots, and then once those lots are the streets and the lots have been developed, the city comes out, does their final inspection, they accept it. At that point, they file the plat down at the county courthouse, so that way we can in turn go sell those lots. In getting the plans approved, the plat receives all of its signatures. So as Stephen has so kindly admitted here, he saw a plat that looked like it was ready to be recorded, and he went and got it recorded. But we haven't developed phase two. There's nothing out there. The big deal, or the big problem is the appraisal district operates off of what's recorded at the courthouse. So the appraisal district is currently trying to tax me on 48 lots that do not exist. They should just be 11 and a half acres of raw land that's currently under an agricultural use. So we've got to go through this whole reversal process so that way the other taxing jurisdictions that are expecting to get tax revenue off of those 48 lots that don't exist, that's reversed and it gets everybody in line and on the same page. The only reason why I'm adding to this is that we are about, because the plat has expired, we are about to submit the plat to be approved again. So we're reversing it, and because it's expired, we're going to submit it. So here in the next 2 months, you're going to see the plat for Tanglewood Phase 2 come back in front of you. Nothing has changed from the previously approved set. It's just expired, so now we have to get a new approval. So we wanted to kind of give you advance warning that's going to come back, because when it comes back in 2 months, you're probably going to be as confused as Stephen and I are trying to untangle this. But just wanted to add that for hopefully some clarity.
So, any questions while he's up here?
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to answer any questions.
Well, I wasn't here until recently.
Sure.
Been approved. It just wasn't filed. What do we need to do now to correct this? Do we take a vote of some kind, or is this, are we just going through?
We are, based on the agenda item, we are approving the city to vacate the plat that was filed.
That's what we're
But doing. It does have to go through the public process. So that's what he's okay. here for.
Yeah,
so he's just giving context.
To keep everything on the up and up so the public's right. getting fair notice, because we are making an amendment basically to a plat, you have to take it through the public process. So that's why we're here tonight.
Okay. Now, does he get his doc, his pay doc for doing
You know, working with a lot of different city entities in McLennan County, it's pretty rare to have a city step up to the plate without any hesitation and say, hey, that's my bad, let me fix it. And Stephen and staff were really quick to do that, and they've been great to work with to kind of resolve the process. So I actually don't have any complaints about that. It was a genuine, honest mistake, and no big deal. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? Stephen, thanks for taking the
yeah, on yeah. That one. And when David called me and asked about it, I was like, there's no way that happened, because what I know now, I wouldn't have done that, but I wasn't as informed of the processes that I should have been adhering to. But I do have one little fix on the action recommended. P&Z should be recommending approval to council, not you wouldn't be approving it, the vacating of the Tanglewood Estates Phase 2 plat. You'd just be recommending approval to city council.
Okay.
So whoever makes that motion, just please make that adjustment.
Hey, just so you know, we all make mistakes. At least I do.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
yes. We recommend to council. The motion shall be made as recommend to council to vacate the final plat. So mm-hmm. I will consider a motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve vacating the Tanglewood Estates Phase 2.
Recommend approval to city council.
Recommend approval to the city council. That was my
Do you want to finish it for final plat?
Okay, approval of the vacating of Tanglewood Estates Phase 2 plat due to the filing error, and recommend approval to the city council.
Second.
I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? The motion passes unanimously. Staff updates.
I don't believe we have anything on the next P&Z meeting, but I expect some preliminary plats to come in tomorrow, more than likely. So we should have a meeting in about a month for those.
Great. Item number 7, consider action on adjournment.
I move we adjourn.
Anybody second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. This meeting is adjourned at 5:14 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.